Welcome to Career Conversations. I'm Gail Donner, and this is one in a series of interviews with registered practical nurses. I'm really pleased to introduce Anne McKenzie, who is currently working as an RPN for St. Elizabeth's Healthcare in North Wellington. But I'm going to let Anne tell you her career story. Welcome to Career Conversations, Anne. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your 38 years in nursing, and particularly about how you made the switch from hospital nursing to nursing in the community?
Thank you very much, Gail. I did many years in the hospital, and I did find a place there for me. I found the palliative care, and when I was pregnant with my last child, I was caring for a patient in the hospital and had a poor prognosis that wanted to go home. So at that time, I did take a leave of absence and did do some home nursing. At that point, I was hooked on community. That is where I could have the biggest impact on my clients and the most rewarding for me. And then as time went on, I had an opportunity to work in community and to provide care in the home. I found that it was very rewarding. I enjoyed all the aspects, the wound care, the diabetic teaching, and all of these things gave me the passion for community to provide one-on-one quality nursing care that I could control as to the time required to meet their needs. It fulfilled me as a person and as a nurse professionally. This was where my passion would lie.
And you remained hooked.
Hmm? I did. I'm still in community, and every day is a gift. Every day I come home and I know I've made a difference in the lives of my clients.
It's wonderful. You've also been very involved in your professional organizations. I know that you were a member of the Council of the College of Nurses. You're now on the board of RPNAO. Tell the listeners a little bit about why you do that kind of thing and what you've learned from your time at the college and what you're learning being on the board of RPNAO.
Well, RPNAO is our professional body to support the practice of all nurses in Ontario, and just to be there for them. And that is a real gift, to be able to give back. So to me, it's giving back to a profession that's been very good to me. At the College of Nurses, it helped me see nursing through new eyes, see how the public respects our role as a profession and how we are really respected. It helps me realize the influence we have on the clients. So at that point, I knew I was making a difference in the safe practice of nursing.
Sounds to me like you're always challenging yourself to learn new things. The role at the college is a really difficult role.
I think you're right.
It really highlights for me, too, the importance in professional life of stretching oneself and then going maybe a little bit beyond what we thought we could do, even going out and meeting different professionals and talking about practice more broadly.
I was intimidated at the beginning. Like, really, I was. And I was a country girl. And one of the public members, when I first went, kind of took me under her wing. He made me feel comfortable and just helped me along just to grow. And I learned that I was important there because I could bring them back to the bedside. And how can we provide the best care for the clients and patients?
You mentioned earlier that you also do a lot of work trying to support new graduates and students and younger members of the profession. Maybe just before we close, you could say a word about what kind of message you want to give beginning nurses, beginning RPNs.
It's interesting. The two-year program is fabulous. These nurses really got their skills together, and their knowledge base is wonderful. They challenge me. We'll have questions, and we'll both go home and study and come back with the answers the next day and just try and work it out. Now, what would be the best plan of care for this situation? But the biggest thing is to love what you do and to make a difference in the lives of your clients, and to take time to listen and respond to them as to what their needs are and how can we meet their needs in improving their health.
This has been a Career Conversation with Anne McKenzie. Thanks again so much, Anne, for sharing your career story with us. Please listen to other career conversations on the RPNAO website. Thanks for listening.